Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sound. The Boston Bruins victorious here tonight. 3-0 in game 6 over the Columbus Blue Jackets. They win the series 4-2, and they are on to the Eastern Conference Final for the first time since 2013.
That in your bread basket, Panarin.
Oh,
I don't want to say I called it, but we talked about it yesterday, Hardy.
What'd you call 3-1?
I said I did not feel good about the Celtics, which we will get to, but we opened up Bruins, and I felt really good about the Bruins and their possibilities because. Hi, Fred.
We're on the TV set.
You see that behind you? Fred Tetcher is from Maine. Remember back in the day when Fred was on TV?
Yeah.
He would take better care of himself, would wear shirts that didn't have the stretched out neck.
He's got a nice shirt on today. Listen, I'm not saying you didn't call it.
Go to our time now, okay? Where's that camera? It's not funny anymore. We love Fred. It's just Richmond White. No. Hey, it's Zolak and Bertrand with you. Beat will be here in 1 second. Absolutely brutal traffic day. One of the worst.
Yeah, it was a bad traffic day. Yeah.
I'm in.
Oh, a little traffic in front of the net last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
What'd you take away from last night?
Tuca.
Again.
It's Tuca. Good grief. I think Beatles said it yesterday.
Yeah.
This is as good as he's played in a stretch of games that he can remember. Last night. Okay. Now it's official. He's never played this well before. Not that I've seen.
Yeah.
It's as good as he has ever played.
The nice thing post-game is he recognized that they were trying to get in his head. We talked about that with Tortorella. Oh, we dented their goalie. He goes, yeah, I heard it. They dented their goalie. Oh. We were just trying to play with my head. He knew it.
What a dope.
That's what's great
what
about
dope,
it.
What a dope to
he
even
knew
say
it.
That.
He still went out and played his ass off. Like, the hardest part of what you had to achieve to get to this next. Obviously, you got one more to go. But I think the hard stuff's behind you. You know, you look at Toronto. You look at this team. This team is a good, solid team.
Yeah. I agree.
Should be going to Stanley Cup Finals.
You should. How familiar are you with what Carolina has done and what they're capable of doing?
Same thing with Columbus.
Right?
Absolutely.
I watched them play the Bruins this year.
Yeah.
Did you watch a whole lot of the Islanders series? I mean, between watching the Red Sox and watching the Bruins and watching the Celtics in the playoffs, did you watch a lot of that Hurricanes-Islanders series? Mm. It's time to study up, boys. Yeah. I don't know what's in store for us.
Don't get caught sleeping.
I'm sure they have.
If you're playing at this time of year.
They got a haircut, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
A week ago.
Looks good today. You got a shower today. It looks clean today. So what?
If you're playing at this time of year, you don't suck.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. 1-2 series already.
Yeah.
So you're good. Sort of that simple, no?
I know you're good. Oh, my God.
Just the matchup,
it's
though.
Easier than the Capitals. I mean, I would not pick them against the Capitals. You got no shot. They would not
beat the Capitals. You don't have Tampa. You don't got Pittsburgh.
They would not have beat Tampa.
No Toronto. If they were lined up differently and you would have to see that skilled team. I think the hardest thing is behind you.
Oh, you did have Toronto.
No, yeah. I know that, but I'm saying if you were facing Toronto next round, like, ooh, that's a good team we're looking at. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? We think Toronto is talented.
They are?
Yeah. That's a good team. That's a good series.
All right, so Tuca's the story again.
Again.
Last night.
Crazy.
This is the best run he's ever been on in his career.
Yeah.
Was it 39
best
last
he's
night?
Ever played.
39 saves.
Best he's ever played. Best he's ever looked.
Yep.
Again, he's doing it against playoff competition through two rounds. He's halfway home. He's halfway there. Oh. It's only halfway, Hardy.
But still, you're halfway there.
Halfway home.
You're halfway there.
Halfway there.
More than halfway.
Win two more series.
It's not more than halfway. You're exactly halfway
done. I know you're halfway, but it feels like
you want to win it all. You're halfway home.
I see light at the end of the tunnel for the team. That's all. It feels like you're past that point.
All right, so they win last night, and a lot of talk about the goalies went into this, including the dented goalies. Right. Tuukka was not dented.
No.
Do you believe Sergei Bobrovsky was dented?
Yep.
A little bit, yep.
A little dented.
I don't think he was.
A little dented.
Maybe a little bit.
They could not get down early in that game.
Maybe a little bit. Yeah. And look, which goal did Sergei Bobrovsky give up last night that you looked at and you say, a little dented? I look at the Krejci goal.
You do?
The Krejci goal, and I say... Okay.
The one that was that five hole or was it right arm? Is that the one you're
talking
about?
The right arm.
That's
the right arm. He had a good look at it. It was a great shot. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from Krejci on that one. But he had a good look at the puck and he could have stopped the puck.
Watching it last night.
He could have put himself in front of that puck.
Someone said, how to get
the other one, they had to move inside to side. Right, I mean, you know, that one was pretty much a shot on net that he could have stopped.
Bobrovsky is phenomenal. He's phenomenal. We're talking about like one piece of hail dent on the hood or
Nick,
on the roof.
Rock.
You're not even going to see it.
You know, like
compared to other goalies and compared to other performances, barely. But when you're going up against a guy who was perfect, there you go.
Yeah.
It was perfect. You like, can't. Yeah, they rang the post a few times. Oh, well.
They had him high. Mm.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So, yes, if you're talking about who came out of that unscathed, it's the guy who gave up zero goals as opposed to the guy whose team, I'm not just blaming Bobrovsky, but whose team
which is to
gave
me
up
what
three
it sort
of
took in a weird way, even though the Bruins scored plenty of goals last night.
Mm. Yeah. How about this? Does Bobrovsky get the same deal next season than he would have had just this one game? Now, I'm not talking about the series. I'm not talking about the cup. Just change that around.
What do you mean, Steve?
I don't know what you mean.
As money? An unrestricted okay. free agent
looking for a
huge contract.
Yeah.
Is he getting the exact same money today if he had maybe flipped sides with Tuukka last night? Let's say Bobrovsky had the game that Tuukka had last night.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Would he make more?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Yep.
So you think he lost money last night?
Dented in the wallet.
Didn't he play well enough in the series, though, that he's still worth the money? Because to me,
is he as worth much money today as he was yesterday?
I still would pay him the same. I still think he's worth the money.
I think he's a stud.
I look at him and say, is Sergei Bobrovsky the reason why Columbus lost last night?
No, Tuukka Rask.
Not even close.
Tuukka Rask is.
Not even close to being the reason why they lost last night. He's not the reason why they lost.
I mean, he's a good team. If you hold these
teams. Can you imagine blaming Tuukka after a shutout?
No.
That's what it would be like.
Yeah.
They didn't score any goals.
No way is he the reason why. He doesn't even factor into it.
But you're just looking at dollars
and
cents.
There's only a goal that I look at from him last night and I say, okay, that one I think you could have stopped.
It's not the loss. It's the fact that, okay, there are guys out there who aren't quite as good as him. What was the number they got thrown around?
Okay,
he's looking for $10 million a year.
Columbus was only in this position because of him.
Yeah.
And that is why he's worth whatever money he gets. So you know, I don't think he lost any money.
Okay. I think he did. I think he devalued himself a tiny little bit last night.
Well, I don't think he did. Yeah. How about just a statement win by the Bruins, though,
to close
this out last night instead of letting this go to a game seven and bring it back here?
Love it.
Get it done with, to come out of the gate, and to have a goal taken off the board on the goalie interference and let it get in their head and overcome that and bounce back and continue to just score. That, to me, is impressive from them last night. I thought they made a statement on that front, and it was just such a nice contrast to what was happening back here in Boston when you're talking about the evening on the whole. And we'll get to the Celtics later on. We will. We've got plenty to say on that, too. But it just was. It was just the polar opposite.
Didn't we talk about this yesterday, like which teams? I know Maz has been on that, too. Like, I can't wait to see the Celtics get hit with their little bit of adversity, and now they're facing it. And just how both teams react when you get punched in the nuts and how you come out swinging. Bruins have proven time and time again throughout the last two series that they've been able to withstand that type of adversity and come back from it. Celtics have not.
All right.
Celtics are in trouble.
We'll get to the Bruins calls. I want to talk about Charlie McAvoy's hit.
Oh, yeah.
He will have a hearing today.
Yep.
I think it was today.
Came out right before our show.
I don't know if it'll happen today, but they scheduled the hearing. They're going to talk about having a hearing.
They announced it right before our show.
Yeah, so there's a hearing that will take place. I was fully expecting that would be the case.
Sure.
We'll discuss whether or not he deserves a suspension. Brad Marchand was very crispy, as David Pastrnak would call him again last night. Very crispy.
Good.
We'll get to Brad Marchand. Shaughnessy is going to join us today at 11. We'll have Shaughnessy with us for a couple of hours. We'll get into the Celtics. We'll get into the Red Sox. Yeah. We'll cover the Bruins with him as well. A lot to get to today.
Dan was ahead of some stuff last week. Hopefully we'll be ahead
of it again. Yes, we'll circle back to that again on the Fortnite thing and find out what he knew a week ago.
Is there anybody who has a story like last night or today that Dan can crap all over and then somehow sick his guys on to refute?
Yes. We'll have to see if we can pull that out of
him,
too.
Let's comb around.
But let's talk about that McAvoy hit. We'll do that coming up next with your Bruins calls and reaction to them closing out a series in Columbus and moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Hurricanes. That's next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Spring. Field.com.
Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody.
Chara steps into Anderson. He got labeled by McAvoy. Oh, McAvoy knocked him down, and Anderson is down. The referee with his arm in the air, and the Bruins are going to be shorthanded here at the tail end of the second.
It happened quickly. McAvoy coming across. This is a pivotal time in this game right now. He caught him in the head. Caught him with his shoulder in the head.
We'll see what gets thrown out of the board, but we've already seen how penalties, especially majors, can have an impact.
David Backus took a high hit to the chin.
And it was injured.
It was an elbow. It was a blatant elbow, and it was injured, and they got 2 minutes. Different refereeing crew. No question, though, he got him in the head. Got him in the chin. Shoulder to the chin. Wasn't an elbow to the chin. It was shoulder. He got him. John Tortorella is going to blow a gasket over there.
And some Jamolk threw some stuff onto the ice, and this is all going to have to get cleaned up.
We got Sarandis on the call there.
No.
That's dodging, Jack Edwards.
Dodging debris.
Some Jamolk. He threw up a blood spin.
Two nights in jail. Banned from the building for life.
And some Jamolk threw some stuff onto the ice.
I don't care for the language.
Who?
I don't.
What is a Jamolk?
Well, I'm not even sure we're allowed to say it.
What would Sosie say?
Really?
No.
Like, son of a honey,
is
man.
Is there some secondary...
Is that an acronym for something?
Is there a secondary... is there another meaning to that term?
So.
That
think
does so. That derive from something that I'm not aware of?
Ken will know.
What? Jamolk? Like a jackass.
Yeah.
You want the etymology of Jamolk?
I don't know if we do, because it may be bad. So that happens last night.
Yeah.
Charlie McAvoy with the hit to Anderson. He's going to have a hearing.
So real quick here on McAvoy. Does it make a difference?
Why real quick?
Not real quick, but does it make a difference that, like Beer said, it's shoulder. He didn't come up through, you know, with a deliberate forearm strike with an elbow. But you can tee people up, and it's almost more painful to get them with the shoulder. That's how guys hit in the secondary. You just knock guys out. It's a shoulder twitch. And I just wonder if they'd be more lenient because it is a shoulder, and he didn't come up through with, like, you know, the force of where you're coming up with the elbow and the forearm.
Do you think he gets a game?
I think he does get a game.
I think he might. I'm not convinced that he definitely is going to get a game on this.
I'm with you on that, yeah.
You know why? First of all, when you watch it, does it look like one of the worst head hits you've seen?
No. In slow motion.
Yes, see, that's the problem.
That's the problem.
Well, what are we watching it in? What are we going to watch it in?
Watch it in real time.
Did you see the two of them at the end of the game? Did you see the two of them in the handshake line?
Yes, I did.
There appear to be any bad blood?
No.
No, there shouldn't be with them.
Were they acting like two guys, one of whom gave a dirty hit, the other one who was really pissed off about that dirty hit?
Nobody was seemed pissed off about it.
Nope.
Well, I don't know why McAvoy would be pissed off about
it's
it.
Part but hockey.
Anderson, or no, I'm saying did he seem sheepish or somehow like
standoffish?
Oh my God, that was really bad. They were fine. Look, it was a hit. Yeah, he caught him right there on the button. He caught him on the jaw. It happened. Did he intentionally try to injure him with a hit to the head?
No, not like that horse tried.
I think they will factor that in. But I think there are things that are not technically in the rules that are factored in these cases. And the fact that it's the shoulder does not factor in. That's not a part of it. It's shoulder versus elbow doesn't matter.
Well, I just think you could... It's more of a directional inline tee up. Here he comes with the shoulder up through. It was so quick, and you know, boom, the shoulder came up through the chin.
It's about the contact to the head.
He hit it dead square.
And it's about whether or not the contact to the head was avoidable. It's also about whether or not the opponent that is hit could have changed his body position at last minute that caused the hit. Didn't happen.
Right.
It's also about whether or not the opponent put themselves in a vulnerable position. I don't think that was the case. He did have his head down a little bit, but I don't think he was putting himself in a vulnerable position. Charlie McAvoy went for the hit. Here are the things that the one thing that I do think helps McAvoy a little bit, and we've talked about this in the past, the puck was still there. He's making a play on the puck.
Okay?
Yes. The puck is not gone. There are times when the puck is gone and the guy takes a shot just to take a shot.
What's that, Kadri on him?
He's still playing the puck at that point. So that, I think, helps his case a little bit.
DeBrusque. Yeah.
The fact is, it's not a horrible, dangerous hit up high. He does get him in the chin.
Oh, he got him.
He doesn't get him up in the top of his head. He gets him in the chin.
Yeah.
It's shoulder to chin. And that doesn't look as bad, even though I know it's not written this way.
That's how you knock
that out. That's not as bad as your elbow to the top of a guy's head or extending. You know, there's not a lot of extension in this
hit. I agree.
Hit,
the extension, right? The launching.
It always looks worse when there's extension.
Right. Right.
The bad parts for Charlie McAvoy are this. He left his feet. Never a good one. Never good. They don't look favorably upon those who leave their feet. And he left his feet on this play, which never helps.
But in terms of the rule,
the ice, not good.
Hurley tweeted this out last night. Did you see the actual provisions in the rule book for this?
Yes, go ahead.
So, illegal check to the head. You can get a minor penalty for it, get a match penalty for it. Major penalty, there is no provision for a major penalty for this rule. Game misconduct, there is no provision for a game misconduct. So, they gave him the minor. They didn't feel it was worthy of a match penalty. They gave him the minor, and that's it. And people were throwing their hands up, oh, how can you only give him a minor? That's the rule.
They did it right.
They did it by the rule book. If there's anything in addition to this, I'd be surprised. Going on to a new series, I'd be surprised if he gets a game out of this.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't be surprised, though.
I don't know. Because straightening up and, like Beatles said, leaving the ice and going up and you hit head.
They've obviously been looking to, you know, be strong on this particular thing.
Do you want to take these hits out of the game?
Right. That's... I mean, this is something they want to legislate out of the game. And so here are the things that I think work in his favor. Number one, he doesn't have a history of it. He doesn't have a disciplinary history with the league. That works in his favor. Number two, it's the playoffs.
Right.
So they understand the weight of one playoff game.
Okay.
I think in the regular season, this is worthy of a game or two. Probably, if this is regular season, this is probably a game, right? We'd all say,
yes.
Oh, he's going to get a game for that.
Yes.
But in the playoffs, they know that one playoff game does not equal one regular season game. So I think they are less likely to give him a game.
Especially since
because they know
to
it's not equal to a game. So I think they are less likely to give him the game. I think that actually works in his favor. Yeah. Those are two things right away. No history.
That's a good point.
The fact that we're in the playoffs, the fact that the player in Josh Anderson was not hurt and immediately returned to the ice.
And came
right back into the game. The handshake doesn't hurt. The fact that the contact was shoulder to chin, there was no extension, I think that helps.
It's a bang-bang play. It does not look good in slow motion. But I'm with you here. I mean,
the fact that the puck is still there, he's playing the puck,
yes, and it's
that helps.
Like that Kadri hit. If say you had a game seven, wouldn't Columbus have a right to bitch though to have him suspended for a game?
Yes.
See, that's the difference.
I also think that part of it helps too.
Yes.
Put that in the win column for him.
We're not going to suspend you because you got a couple days off and you know, you're on to Carolina. You didn't hurt the player that you
doesn't have, but he didn't hurt a player and he doesn't have a team on the other side that feels he's worthy of a suspension. Carolina Hurricanes are now looking at Charlie McAvoy going, you hit our guy in the head last game.
Yeah.
You deserve to be out for this one.
15 minutes ago, we started suspension. You kind of talked me out of suspension.
And so my thought, I'm willing to bet they don't give him a game, he's going to get a fine.
But then it
with a stern warning that if you ever do it again, you're going to get hit with it next time. So, you know, if they do hit him with a game, I think that's, you know, not unprecedented or even surprising, because I think they're probably, someone there is going to want to give him a game. But should they give him a game? Does he deserve a game for it?
Should have cut a Woody. I wouldn't. No, I would not give him a game.
I just talked you out of it.
Yeah.
All right, then.
Yep. Talk me out of it in 15 minutes. This was brought up during the last series.
Yeah.
The league and the disciplinary office, they look at a one game in the playoffs as three games of the regular season. It's that type of weight that they put to it.
So exactly.
Would that hit last night be worthy of a three-game suspension in the regular season?
No, it would not. It absolutely would not, and they know that, which is why I don't think he deserves a game now, which is why I think he might get away with this one.
It's nice how things change during the playoffs, though. You know what I mean? Like, if you could say that, hey,
it doesn't every league.
Is a rule a rule? Is a call a call? Why do we change the way we call things just because it's the playoffs?
It happens. I mean, there's more at stake, and they're right to do that. You don't. You know, three games of the regular season should be worth the same as one game in the playoffs. And we've seen it happen in football. We've seen it happen. You know, the NBA might be the outlier where it's like, no, if you amass those ones and twos and they add up, and it doesn't matter if it's the playoffs or not. You know, those things add up and the rules are the rules. But they'll take a look at that and they'll take a look at the fact that, would this be worth three games in the regular season? If so, then they'll sit him for a game. I don't think they will.
617-779-0985. Let's go to the phones. Frank the Tank. What's going on, Frank?
What's up, boys?
Frank, doing?
Look, he didn't skate over there with the intent of like a Nazem Kadri, all right? If they gave him a game, I'm going to be honest, I wouldn't be upset about it. It is what it is. They're trying to get that out of the league and good for them. At the very least, I think he's going to get a hefty, hefty fine for that. And he will be on the radar all next year. So he's going to have to watch out how he plays. You look at just, you know, in terms of the team, I mean, great road game last night. Way to go. Just like Cassidy said, bring the storm. Don't try to weather the storm. Rask got a little lucky last night. A lot of posts got hit, but he was absolutely solid last night. He deserves all the credit in the world for stealing that game. The entire team played well. Good for them to end it before game seven, get a little bit of rest. And you know, guys, you look now at the league right now, who's left in the playoffs.
Thank you.
I mean, my God, did the top teams in the league really, really take their opponents lightly coming into the playoffs? And right now, boys, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals with a chance to go to the Stanley Cup. My God, you blow it now. Oh, my God. They're going to get ripped from pillar to post throughout the entire summer. They better come out and take on this Carolina team and kick their ass in five or six games and move on to the Cup Finals, because it's only going to get better in the next couple of weeks, guys. It's going to be awesome.
All right, Frank.
Beetle, I love it.
I love how the expectations have shifted along the way.
Yes, you were adjust. You have to.
Yeah, it's great. And they should. Frank's right.
Absolutely.
They should adjust.
Absolutely, you readjust your expectations.
Because it's great that they're here.
What, do you want to beat the Colts and Tim Tebow? Or you want to go through Chargers,
expect them to be here, and now they're here.
You feel better.
And now you better freaking win.
Yes.
Right?
Thank you.
Oh, now you better win. Oh, you made it here? Well, now you better win.
See, now it's not just a great year. You can't just sit
It is a great year.
I know it's a great
year. But
now
you better win. Yes.
It could be so much better, though.
The expectations have changed.
This is like the Patriots losing to the Colts in the AFC Championship game.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Once you get there and you see the opponent, it's like, oh, all right.
Now you better win now.
That's why I thought it was so important last night. You shut them out. You get rest. They could potentially start on Thursday night.
We have moved the goalposts on this team. Yeah, great year. Mm-hmm. Yes. Now win. Right? That's what it's become for the Bruins.
The whole landscape of the playoffs, the goalposts have been moved.
Yeah. Yeah, it really has. Win. Win this series. Patrick is in the car. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
You guys just touched on it a little bit, actually. I want to believe that the league isn't going to take action against him. I do believe he's going to get a hefty fine, but only because of the timing. Because they closed out Game 6. Now, if they lost last night, I feel like they hit him with Game 7. Just out of principle, and they want to get that out of the league.
Sort of like the Kadri. Sort of like how they handled Kadri. You're gone for the rest of the series. They didn't put a game number on it, and they know that they could hit McAvoy with the same penalty, knowing it would only be a game.
Exactly.
If that makes sense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's what they would have done, but because now that the Bruins closed it out, they're not going to do that. I think what's going to happen is they're going to hit him with the max fine, and they're going to let him know, listen, you're getting off easy on this one, but we're going to keep an eye on you next year, and if it's a borderline thing next year, it's going to go the opposite way for you. So thanks, guys.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. You fine him, and you give him a stern warning.
Plus, I think you know who the players are in this league, and you look at the history of the players, and this kid is not a dirty player. This is not the way he plays his game. And hopefully that'll give him a break. Whack him with a fine. Let's go get ready for
and
it. Right.
Tom is listening to the suspension video from Thornton this playoffs. And one is a similar shoulder to the head. And they factored in history. He had been suspended like 10 years ago.
There you go.
He got one game. Now, if history was a part of that factor, that could be key for McAvoy, having no suspensions.
That's how he, yeah, totally, Jim.
Look at Jim over there.
That's Tom.
Oh, T-Bone. Why couldn't he say
hockey
that himself?
Guy.
Why couldn't a hockey guy say that himself?
He can. He's got a microphone.
I know. He never uses it.
I didn't want to turn the mic.
He needs his own on-off button because I have to turn his mic on and off.
That's
if he has his own on-off button, he'd probably talk more.
Well, we're just trying to get the music to stop playing in our ears. Once we get that solved, we'll get on that on-off button.
T-Bone, just keep your little goal videos coming.
Oh, the goal videos. A lot of positive reaction on those, Tom. You're under pressure now. You're going to have to come up with new ones every game. A lot of pressure on you, kid.
You look at the old Whalers videos on YouTube.
Yes.
What?
I also got a little inside info from my brother-in-law who played hockey. He said, you guys are going to love the people down in Carolina and this team and for railing on them for doing their little choreographed celebrations that they do.
Yeah. Don Cherry's not happy. We have a whole thing.
They've been doing it all year.
I didn't know that. Where have you been? I got to start studying this team. I don't know.
Do you watch sports outside of anything here?
What do you think? I'm gonna be well versed in Carolina hockey.
Well, it's been sort of like a national sports story.
That was kind of a story.
Why I'm rooting for the Penguins or Tampa Bay or damn it, give me the Caps, give me superstars.
In fact, we've talked. Never mind. We've talked about it on this show. Don't tell Zoe, but. He's been here when we
talked about that story.
Yeah, we did. I talked about it with Jaffe.
Choreographed
things. Yes. Jaffe. Don Cherry?
Yeah. With Jaffe.
Bunch of jerks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of jerks.
During one of our Jaffe interviews, we spent time talking about it.
It's such a story. My mother, who cares nothing for any of this stuff, but she lives in Durham. She knows all about the hurricane.
Zoe missed that one this month. Yep. We might have to call your mother and get some. Get what she knows about that.
Mom's nice.
Mom on the scene. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
I'm a goner. Somebody catch my breath.
Brusk up the ice with a shot. That one rung off the post. Krejci will get it in. He scores! One shot doesn't go in. The second one does, and the Boston Bruins have taken a 1-0 lead.
I want to be known by you. I'm a goner.
Hoyle's got it. Gives to Johansson with a shot. Save made Bobrovsky, and it goes off his pad, rolls over the goal line, and gives the Boston Bruins a 2-0 lead.
Oh, that's tough to see.
Blue Jacket zone. Torrey Krug has a man going to the net, and they score. David Backes puts it in, and the Boston Bruins now lead 3-0 over the Blue Jackets.
Beaten down, I'll slip away into the
the sound.
The horn sounds, and the Boston Bruins are moving on as they finish this game by shutout, 3-0.
And it's disappointing. It doesn't matter when you lose in the playoffs. It does not matter. It feels the same way. Nothing but disappointment.
Dan Shaughnessy joins us coming up at 11 o'clock. We'll talk about the Bruins and the Celtics with him. That complete dumpster fire over at TD Garden last night. Oh my God. What a disgrace. Also coming up next segment, we're giving away yet again a copy of Three Games to Glory and a four-pack of passes to the Patriots Hall of Fame. That is next segment. That DVD, Blu-ray, that drops today.
Yeah.
That's coming out today.
I was really good in the Kansas City game.
You were really good?
The breakdowns and Bob on the call, that going back and listening to Kansas City one, I think we had a better time in the Kansas City game than we did that Super Bowl. I swear to God. Like, that was calling one hell of a game. Edge of your seat. You know, just can't sit down. Like, holy crap, they're beating Kansas City. Like, it was such a great win. Yeah. It is documented, baby. Get this set. It's the best one they've done. I'm telling you.
That was a roller coaster of emotions, that game.
Up and down. Big lead. You blew the lead.
Let's get back to your phones. We got jammed phone lines, so as soon as someone drops off, you want to take it, go for it. Chris is in Nashua. He wants to talk about the McAvoy hit. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, the McAvoy hit. You see this in Pee Wee hockey all over, and it's like his head was down. It's a hit.
All right, Chris, you know what? I'm going to put you on hold.
Don't.
You regroup. Regroup. We'll come back to you.
Said, talking about Pee-wee hockey.
No. I'm going to let him regroup.
Why?
Because he's been waiting on hold for a long time. I'll let him regroup. I'm in that kind of mood today. I'm in a giving mood.
Because he's going to draw an analogy to what happened last night, to what happens in Pee-wee hockey.
He wasn't talking about Pee-wee hockey. I'm going to let him regroup.
It's exactly.
You got caught off guard, Chris. I'm going to let you regroup. Don't listen to Hardy.
I start taking a little kid skating around.
We'll go back to him right now.
No.
Is that enough time?
No.
No, it's fresh in everybody's mind. Let him go.
Chuck is in Boston. Chuck, go ahead.
I haven't heard many people talk about, how well did Jake DeBrusk play last night between his speed, ringing that post? If you can continue with that, I think he's a huge factor coming on up in this round and hopefully in the finals. What do you guys think?
He had a couple slow games at the beginning of the series where you just wait for him to get going and you thought, okay, this is the point where he's going to start to take over. It's been sort of up and down, but he was good last night. The big thing for me is Pastrnak looks like he's skating and moving well now. Like, there was the talk that, okay, he doesn't have that burst and he doesn't have that acceleration. Yeah. He accelerated on that goal the other night. Like, he saw it, boom, and shot for that seam on the right side. So it seems like their health is there. You know, so hopefully DeBrusk could add more to what he's
doing. You know, I just think, as we talk about, good jumping off point with Jake DeBrusk. Young players on this team.
Taylor, yeah.
You know, and we've talked a lot about
learning about the
window of the Bruins core of Bergeron, Marchand, Krejci,
right.
and sort of that group. And I guess I would throw Char in,
but he's sort of. You got to throw Tuukka in there.
Yeah,
too.
I would say Tuukka more so than Char. Char is sort of older than these guys.
Yeah.
But as far as the younger guys go, you have a group that is developing here, and I think it's. Guys like DeBrusk, and it's clearly Pastrnak. Pastrnak leads the way in this group. Pastrnak and DeBrusk, and defensively, you've got Charlie McAvoy.
Yeah.
We're talking about his hit today, but also Brandon Carlo. And McAvoy and Carlo, to me, are sort of, defensively forming what your defensive core is going to be.
Right.
You know, sort of this next wave of Bruins that when you go deeper into the playoffs...
Yeah.
And you do it on a bigger stage, you sort of realize more and more what you've got. You know, the more you prove yourself as a group, the more you prove yourself, the deeper you go on a playoff run, the more you value what you have.
That's a nice thing, too, about getting a little break here, especially with a guy like Carlo, those awful turnovers in the back end. Like, you can work on stuff like that, make him more aware of it. Those young players should be able to, you know, listen to some of these veterans, have some veterans talk to them about clearing that damn puck and being careful with those passes. You know, steps up a little bit more now each and every round. So, but I think the toughest part's behind you. I do.
Coming up next, we're going to give away that copy of Three Games to Glory number 6 and also a 4-pack of passes to the Patriots Hall of Fame. We will give that away coming up next. Also, we'll start to get into the Celtics and their issues. Still taking Bruins calls all day long. Still talking about the Bruins all day long. Still talking Celtics as we're going to finally get into that. We've been sort of avoiding it because it's such a downer. And the Bruins is such a great story. Bruins close things out. And the Celtics come close to closing themselves out last night at the Garden. We'll start getting into that with that giveaway. Giving away the DVD. Is it a Blu-ray or a DVD? What are we giving away? What are we giving away next?
DVDs.
Is it DVD?
Yeah,
but it, what is it on? I mean, what's the media
format? 8mm.
8mm?
Yep.
VHS?
Choice of 8mm or beta.
Okay, we're giving away a copy of Three Games to Glory, number 6, and the pass to the Hall of Fame next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Bucks will dribble out the clock. And it's Chris Middleton that comes across. Sterling Brown comes across half court. The Bucks untuck their jerseys. And it's the first time tonight they've taken their foot off the gas pedal. Nobody wanted to believe in them all year long when they ran up the NBA's best record. The best team start to finish with the best player start to finish. And after getting bludgeoned in game one by the Celtics in Milwaukee, the Bucks have won 3 straight and now stand on the verge of the Eastern Conference Finals. Another double-digit comeback win, and the Milwaukee Bucks are up 3-1. Going home to try to close the show. The final in game 4, Milwaukee 113, Boston 101.
Well, the Celtics aren't dead yet, but they're on their last breaths.
You never want to be the topic of conversation when this is played. It means things aren't going too well. So this is the team that ripped off 5 straight, right? We got something to give away. I know people are hanging.
The paper with all the info on it. So,
you know what?
Hold on, I have it.
Here. I think I know what it is.
No, hold on.
You got 4 tickets,
I got it.
Yeah.
I got it. Got a lot of papers here. Got to get the papers. Caller 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. Will score a copy of Three Games to Glory, number 6, and 4 passes to the Hall at Patriot Place. All courtesy of the New England Patriots Pro Shop. The Pro Shop open 7 days a week or online at PatriotsProShop.com. Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. They are fully stocked at the Patriots Pro Shop with all your Patriots gear, all the Super Bowl stuff, yep. And that includes today.
They have a lot of new hats.
Three
the
games
draft hat too.
To glory, number 6. They have it in stock today. So go get yourself a copy. But if you're a caller 10 right now, you'll win it. All right, so go ahead, Celtics. Dead. Yes, there it is. Dead. What a mess. What an absolute mess. I mean, if you watched last night, if you were trying to balance the two and you saw it, or you are just a hardcore Celtics fan and you dedicated yourself to that, first of all, my apologies because your night was destroyed. That was a bad night for you because that team looked dead.
Were they booed?
Yes, they were.
Oh, good.
They were booed off the court, and not only were they booed off the court, they were booed down the tunnel.
Good.
There were fans that congregated around the tunnel where they leave, and they were booed down the tunnel. Yes. As they deserve to be.
Boy, was I wrong after one game. I told you yesterday morning I got bitch slapped last week by the NBA. They taught me a lesson. And lesson well learned. Giannis is a beast. You can't stop him. And Kyrie, that was three bad games.
Is this
Kyrie
series
Irving?
More about the Celtics sucking or more about the Bucks being great and Giannis being great?
I think it's more Celtics sucking.
It's more about the Celtics being a train wreck.
Where's Gordon Hayward? You have anything to say after the game?
MIA. Oh, no.
Really?
MIA both on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And literally missing after the game because he bolted before the media was allowed in the locker room.
Can't you mentally handle it?
Soft.
Yeah.
Soft on the floor. Soft in the after the game.
Good town to bolt.
Soft.
On. Real good town to bolt. Mm. That's do a lot of that around here. Look how Chris Sell got hammered for a week and a half. He said, check the books. Pretty good here, right?
At least he showed up.
At least he showed up. At least Kyrie stood there and took it. I mean
Kyrie only left the floor early, 8 seconds early, when the game was still going on.
That's just bad, too.
All I got to say about today in the criticism, both of the Celtics green team media, right?
Oh, did you hear Shirtley today?
The suck-up green team media.
Get rid of it.
Which has today, starting as soon as the game ended last night, started their turn on Kyrie. Right, they've all now turned on Kyrie.
They should all replay their shows, whether radio, TV, whether pregame shows, of how much when you got him, and it was Banner 18. Oh my God!
So they've all started to do their turn on Kyrie, which right away tells you it might tell you something. It might mean that they know something. If they're
fans, don't know
beat writers. No, I'm talking about if they're beat writers close to the team or they cover the team, might tell you that they know that he might be gone. Okay. They feel it's okay now, like, it's over now. So I can rip him now because he's out the door.
Yeah, I'll give you all the stuff.
Right, I don't have to cover him anymore.
What do you got, 10
minutes? He's gone.
Yeah.
So that might be telling in
real
some
classy.
Way.
Nice.
Right?
Nice. Good teammates.
But on the fan thing, it just might be people think he's gone, so they'll just start ripping him now.
He's not gone yet, folks.
But
he's got a chance here.
Listen, Kyrie has not been very good for three games. He hasn't. I mean, I'm not going to try and pretend otherwise.
I should have shot more.
But the amount of criticism for him. And he does deserve the most criticism. I'm not going to say he doesn't because he is the star and he is your best player and he has not performed. And so therefore, when you're the star, you get the most praise, you get the most criticism. That's fair. But the amount is still, even though he deserves the most, is still disproportionate and is more than what he deserves and is disproportionate to what the rest of the team should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't hear it for anybody else. Yeah. I don't hear it for Gordon Hayward.
Mm.
I don't hear it for Al Horford.
Horford gets
I don't
it a
hear
bit.
It for anybody.
Horford
gets it. I don't hear it for Brad Stevens.
Were those guys saying, let's wait till the playoffs?
How about this?
Just wait for playoffs?
Nope.
Were they saying all year, just wait for playoff time?
That's why
he's getting ripped. Deservedly.
Mm. Oh, he still has a shot because he's still in the playoffs. He's not technically eliminated, even though it looks bleak. Does it feel like Jason Tatum is in the series? Does it feel like he's involved at all? I know he was better in the second half yesterday, but like that's another guy. Is that one of the guys Kyrie's sitting there saying, 22, I can't do everything. I need more. I need more. Does he need more help? Or does he need more production? Guys like that to rise to the occasion. Like Jason Tatum had 18 the other night. Didn't feel like it. Why don't you go on and have yourself 24 one night? How about Gordon Hayward shows up?
Oh.
What happened to that guy?
How about Kyrie shows up? He played well one game, and they won the game.
I still won.
Seriously, they won the game he played well.
Yeah.
He played three terrible games. They lost all three.
Yeah.
Can he catch fire for three games with going up against what he's going up against? I say there's no way.
He could.
It's a hell of a feat.
I don't think so. You know why?
LeBron did come back down three, right?
Well, yeah. He differentiated this team between that team last night, though. Post game. He was asked about that.
Oh. Let's get into that.
Yeah, we will. Dan Shaughnessy is standing by.
I hear him talking.
He is going to...
He's
out there.
Who's talking?
He's got his feet up on the coffee table, looking at his phone. He's good.
Why don't we hear from?
You're on the clock.
Why don't we hear from Kyrie Irving? Hear what he had to say last night after the game. Kyrie Irving, his comments after a Celtics loss to go down 3-1 in their series against the Bucks. Shaughnessy in 90 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.